This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1921. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 13th, Argentina, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Europe, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Madagascar, Nigeria, Russia, South Carolina, Spain, Sudan, Sudan South, Taiwan, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we are now in the bye week of confusion, the last 2 weeks of the B-17 season. After the USA, most of it, Canada and Cuba have already gone on daylight shifting time, while Mexico, except for the border cities, has not, nor the rest of the Americas, nor Europe, because Europe does not shift its clocks, most of them, until March 25th, which coincides with the beginning of the A18 shortwave broadcasting season, which will bring not only many time, but also frequency changes. Argentina's relays via WRMI are affected by this. I've confirmed my monitoring most of the times. The English broadcast, which had been at 02 UT, has now shifted back to 01 on 9395. But I've also confirmed by monitoring that it's additionally on 9455. That's UT Tuesday through Saturday only. The Spanish broadcast I can barely hear, still at 22 UT on 5950. French at 2330 on 7780. The new schedule from WRMI shows the Portuguese in the morning at 12 UT has shifted to 11 UT on 9955, maybe also on 9455. I've not yet checked the Chinese and Japanese in the middle of the night. However, the German and Italian broadcasts, which had been running for a few weeks at 19 to 21 UT on 9395, are gone again, perhaps lost in the shuffle. Ron Howard has been monitoring the two Asian stations on 6035 and unraveling them, partly on the air at the same time. BBS in Bhutan and PBS Yunnan, or Voice of Shangri-La in China. He says on March 11th, there was the normal Sunday program for Bhutan, but with a greatly extended broadcast until 13:38. He had not heard it recently. They were in English when he started listening at 11:23, mixing with Yunnan in Chinese. At 11:31, ID in both languages for the Voice of Shangri-La. He says PBS Yunnan cut off the air at 12:13, while BBS Bhutan was already running from, he was listening from 1200 with indigenous instrumental music, and it was in the clear after 12:13. Followed at 12:30 by the normal Sunday children's cute call-in show, kids briefly chatting and then singing solo with no musical accompaniment. Indigenous music, chanting and singing followed until 1300. And he kept listening until it suddenly went off the air, Bhutan that is, at 13:38, during a call-in show for adults, with them briefly chatting and then singing solo with no musical accompaniment. Poor reception, but with moderate to heavy adjacent interference. He says it was very nice to catch this unusually long broadcast from BBS Bhutan 6035. In the evenings, we normally have two Latin American stations almost on the same frequency, around 6135. Radio Aparecida, Brazil, on the high side, and Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, on the low side. March 9th at 0644, I was getting just one that late in the night, at 6134.72. I couldn't tell which, and assumed it was probably Bolivia, but further checking the following evening led to determining that it was Radio Aparecida, which had varied down below Bolivia by a few hertz. This was also confirmed by monitoring from Art Delibere in Maryland and Brian Clark in New Zealand. However, it seems that Radio Aparecida will not stay on any certain frequency, Wolfgang Büschel says that on March 13th, he found Santa Cruz around 6134.82, while Radio Aparecida was back up closer to 6135, in fact to 21 hertz above that by 0650. Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, it seems, is involved in a Brazilian forum called Enciclopédia do Rádio, where various pirates talk about what they're doing in real time. He was hearing Rádio Máxima in Ouro Fino, Minas Gerais, on 6940, and the operator called Jonas was talking about it, running 15 watts. And also via Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams puts a list of the currently active pirate stations in Brazil on shortwave. Without exact times or schedules, of course, those vary a great deal, but I'll mention the names and the frequencies in case you want to keep an ear out for them, even beyond Brazil. Rádio Máxima, 6940. Rádio Cidade Ouvidos, 8645 and 9290. Rádio GBA, that's GBA, 6985. Rádio Casa, 8,000 kilohertz. Rádio Turi, T-U-R-Y, 6400. Rádio 7800 on 7800. Rádio Pantera, 7675. Rádio Fronteira, 10290. And Rádio Mundial, 10250. This is a tribute to Jonas Ferreira on the Grupa Rádio Escudas de Dixismo. And Daniel adds one more. Rádio Transmissão Experimental, as if that's the name of the station, experimental transmission, on 9605. We're still trying to get an accurate schedule for Rádio Nacional da Amazônia on 11780. It's certainly no longer on the air 24 hours or anywhere near that. We know that it is on the air between 21 and 23 UT, but not on the air before then or after that hour. Here's another time. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it going off at 1901 UT on March 10th. And we've also heard it earlier in our mornings around 1300 or 1400, but it doesn't stay on the air all day. 4870 might be a good frequency for a broadcaster on 60 meters, such as, oh, I don't know, Indonesia. But March 8th at 12:55, I was hearing a CW marker with the call sign RIS-9. That's Romeo India Sierra Niner. It was having the usual CODAR interference, but I copied the call after several tries. And according to the UDXF IO group, this is not from Russia, as you might guess from the R prefix, but a tactical call from the Chinese Army in Beijing. They're also on a few other frequencies. The imposition of Yankee Daylight Time upon Cuba always causes mess-ups at Radio Havana, as some of their transmissions change time and some do not. I've been monitoring it as much as I can, March 11th, 12th, and 13th. And some of the things I've confirmed so far, yes, the English evening broadcast on 6000 and 6165, which are often undermodulated, is again starting at 01 UT instead of 02 and ending at 07 instead of 08. And the Esperanto broadcast on UT Sunday only was also heard at 0700 on 6000 instead of the listed frequency at 0800 during the winter, 6100. The first English broadcast of the day at 20 UT has, as we expected, moved up to 19 UT, still on 15140. The next English broadcast had been at midnight UT on 9720 and 5040, but now it is an hour earlier at 2300, still on 9720. The first day I was astounded to hear a parallel frequency in English of 15230, but that was evidently a mistake. That frequency has not carried English in the past. And on the next day, they indeed were on 5040 also during that hour, although they didn't get it going immediately. The transmitter on 15370 in our mornings, which usually puts out a whole bunch of FM spur blobs on the 19-meter band, is now in the air before 1400, I assume, now from 13 until 15. However, what is obviously the same transmitter I heard on March 10th, doing the same thing around 13740 at 2200 UT. I was hearing the spur blobs on approximately 13882, 13811, 13669, and 13598. That is at separations of about 71 kilohertz. The second weekly Esperanto broadcast of the day on Sunday, March 11th, I was expecting to find at 15 UT on 11760, an hour earlier than before, but it was off the air. The third broadcast had been at 2330 on 15730, and I did find it at 2230 on 15730. A number of other changes concerning other languages and anomalies, but I won't go into those now. I've reported as much as I've found so far, of course, in my daily monitoring reports and DX Listening Digest, number 1811 when published, via worldofradio.com. Do not expect any information from Radio Havana Cuba itself, either announced on the air correctly or on their website about their changed schedules. Last week we were talking about the leader of Radio Mi Amigo International being seriously ill, causing some problems, but his cohorts are trying to keep things going. Mike Barraclough says they've set up a new domain and website. It is www.radiomiamigo.international. That is, the domain name is the full word, international. They also have a new Facebook page. Thanks to Alan Rowe for that news, who says, I wish the interim management team all the very best in their endeavors with a new domain, website, and Facebook page. And, of course, special thoughts to Captain Cord, and wish him well again very soon. Mike Cooper sends an AP story headline, BBC staff to testify at UN on Iran targeting Persian service. The dateline is Dubai, UAE. The BBC says its journalists will appeal for the first time directly to the United Nations over what the British broadcaster describes as the persecution and harassment by Iran of those affiliated with its Persian service. The decision comes after an Iranian court last year froze the assets of more than 150 people associated with BBC Persian. While long targeted by authorities in the Islamic Republic, BBC said its decision came after harassment by authorities had worsened as their complaints had been completely ignored. BBC Director General Tony Hall said, we are not the only media organization to have been harassed or forced to compromise when dealing with Iran. This story is much wider. It is a story about fundamental human rights. Ron Howard reports that Radio Alm Shinrikyo's founder is headed for the gallows. The cult founder, Chizuo Matsumoto, better known as Shoko Asahara, who established the shortwave programs for Radio Alm Shinrikyo, is closer to being executed, according to a recent story in the Japan Times. It was back in 1992 that it was active on the air when Ron Howard got a QSL card. Last week we mentioned that Voice of Freedom, the clandestine from South to North Korea, nominal 5920, was actually drifting downward, closing in on 5919. And it kept drifting downward as the following week went on. Ron Howard, Wolfgang Büchel, and I kept tracking it. Ron Howard said on March 10th, due to their daily slow downward spiral in frequency, Voice of Freedom is actively causing interference to both China and Myanmar on 5915. If this continues, the QRM will only get stronger. By March 11th at 1308 UT, I had it on 5918.211, the lowest yet. Meanwhile, Ron says he had contacted Jamie Labadia via FB, who in 2014 constructed the transmitters for Voice of Freedom, and got a reply. I wonder why the drift. The original exciter is a commercial DDS, getting ready to head out again to Nashville or Indiana. I'll have to contact Korea and see what's up with the transmitters. Hard to imagine both of them would become drift-o-matics. I'll try to bring them up on one of the STRs in the area. However, by March 13th, Ron Howard says the Voice of Freedom is no longer around 5918.22. A strong carrier at 1127 on their alternate frequency 6045. I suspect that's VOF resuming, but no audio yet. There was still Korean jamming on 6045 from the north. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio, 1921. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com and DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gilles Letourneau in Quebec, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. 6135 was the original frequency of Voice of Freedom, that South Korean clandestine. And North Korean jamming has also been infesting that frequency. Sometimes it's easily audible here, sometimes not, but of much more interest. In the middle of the noise, or not, on 6135, I hear a fairly strong open carrier, well, at least S6, around 1410 UT. It usually cuts off about 1500. So I wonder if this is part of the jamming, or maybe the other Voice of Freedom transmitter not really modulating, or could it be RNM Madagascar, which has been scheduled on this frequency until 1500, which would have to be arriving by long path. I wish others would monitor this, especially in Africa, and try to pin down exactly where this carrier is coming from. Until recently, the Voice of Nigeria would be the biggest signal out of Africa on 7255, slightly below that. From before 0600 UT, then with an hour in Hausa, and French after 0700. But lately, on March 7th, 8th, and 11th checks, that signal has been totally missing. What's become of Voice of Nigeria's morning broadcasts? There was also a new, but apparently very short-lived, clandestine service for Nigeria called the Radio Nigeria Hausa Service, connected with the IPOB Biafran service, or as it announced on the air, Radio Nagaskia, which meant Radio of Truth. Iwo Ivanov had noted that those transmissions via Bulgaria at 16 to 7 UT on 15110 as of March 1st were no longer being heard. Richard Langley in New Brunswick had also been tracking this via remote recordings with the Utente SDR receiver. It was not heard on February 25th, March 3rd or 4th. He says the last recording I have with any audio was February 24th and still missing as of March 10th. So it seems to be gone, at least for now. Ron Hart in California reports another entertaining reception from NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea on 3260. Or, in the local language, its nickname is Mouse Blongaramut, with indigenous drums. Heard March 13th from 1134. Just as with Bougainville on 3325, this was also well above normal reception. A DJ in Pidgin gave phone numbers. The segment started and ended with the indigenous drums, Garamut. Promo and PSAs in English. Info on surviving a landslide, and etc. And the DJ playing pop Pacific Island music. After 12:01 in English, presumably a Port Moresby audio feed, several promos for NBC Radio, but it cut off at 12:03. Ron Howard reports that Radio Sakha via Yakutsk, Russia, has again been using a second frequency beside 7345. March 12th at 11:19 to 1200, heard on 7295. Thanks to Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan, who had been hearing them since March 2nd at 0900. Ron had been monitoring since then, but that was the first time he could hear them on the 12th. Moderate interference, but clearly parallel to 7345, underneath a much stronger CNR1 from China. It was a music show, a series of commercials at 1151, time pips at 1200. But he says they've dropped using the nice Jew's harp interval signal, or an instrument they call the chomus, that they formerly always played at the top of the hour. I certainly miss hearing this unique instrument. At 1300, Nippon Nokaze signed on 7295 in Korea, blocking Russia and caused a mess with the two mixing together. But Radio Sakha went off the air sometime after 1300. So in Furusato no Kaze, Wind of Hometown started at 1330 on 7295. Radio Saka had already signed off. However, the next morning, March 13th, Ron Howard says Radio Saka on 7295 was heard as early as 0958 with traditional indigenous singing along with that Comus music. Very nice. Parallel to 7345 underneath CNR1. 7295 was in the clear until 1000 when CRI signed on 7290 with a very strong signal. As of March 7th, I couldn't help but notice that the big signals from WWCR number 4, carrying Brother Scare, were off the air. That is 9980 most of the day and 5890 most of the night. I continued monitoring and found they continued to be off during the many hours Brother Scare had been scheduled, but they were on the air when other programming was on the schedule, even though their website still claimed to be broadcasting Brother Scare. So it became clear that WWCR had finally dropped him. Those long hours were simply turned off as they didn't have any other programming ready to replace him. BS himself was a bit out of touch during jail time, but afterwards acted as if he did not even know that his broadcast had continued unabated on WWCR. I guess the dollars finally ran out, or WWCR gave up on getting any more of them after a complimentary extension. Anyhow, two other shortwave stations are still carrying him, WRMI and WBCQ. Radio Exterior de España doubles its airtime on weekends, mainly because of silly ball games, starting at 15 UT instead of 19. However, if there's something extremely important, they could be on the air even earlier. Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing them Saturday, March 10th, as early as 12:10 UT. With a soccer game live broadcast on 9690, 15500, and 15390. Wolfgang Büschel says reception of those frequencies in Europe was not very good. In fact, he calls them tiny. And the 15390 transmitter continues to be messed up. Here's how Wolfgang Büschel describes it. The channel suffered by much annoying whistle tone accompanied, wobbled some 20 hertz up and down, hopping like in either sideband on 2460 to 2481 hertz distance apart. That is on approximately 15392.48 and 15387.53. I had also noted spurs about 2.5 kilohertz above and below. David Koenig reports that the government broadcaster Sudan Radio has a new bilingual Arabic-English website at a new URL, www.sudanradio.gov.sd. Still under construction, so far just one live stream, which carries their FM 100 service. Thanks to Adil Sid Ahmed for drawing this website to my attention at the WRTH FB. Mike Cooper forwards news from DabangaSudan.org that the Darfur Transitional Justice Center has launched a 1 million signature campaign in solidarity with Radio Dabanga. It says it initiated the campaign to stand with, support, and advocate for Radio Dabanga in order to counter the ruling National Congress Party's systematic targeting of that radio to silence its voice that expresses hopes and dreams of millions of Sudanese. In response to the shutdown of the uplink of the 24/7 Dabanga Sudan satellite program on February 18th, the Egyptian company Nilesat suspended transmission without prior notice. It went dark until a new frequency at Eutelsat allowed transmission to resume the next day. Of course, Radio Dabanga is still on shortwave, although probably relying on satellite connections. Richard Langley was monitoring it. It starts at 15:30, March 10th at 16:15 on 15550 via Vatican and 13800 via Madagascar. However, programming from Madagascar was running a few minutes behind that from the Vatican transmitter, so rather than live feeds, apparently MP3 files. Remember Radio Miraya for South Sudan, which used to be on shortwave until the end of the A15 season, according to our research. Mike Cooper forwards a story from AP, March 9th, that South Sudan has suspended the UN radio station for refusing to comply with the country's media laws, but it was not yet taken off the air. This refers to their FM frequencies. Ron Howard reports hearing the odd or even frequency of Fuxing Broadcasting Station, Taiwan, 9774.0. He'd not heard it for a very long time. He did hear it on March 8th at 11:07 with some music. Still on at 11:54. And also on March 12th at 12:32 with much stronger reception and parallel to 9410, which has the usual interference from China's CNR5 network. So Taiwan is on their usual unique frequency. It was not heard on the days in between, and Wolfgang Büschel says it's usually on the air weekdays only. The reactivated radio Monansi via WWRB for Uganda continues to be heard on weekends only, 15240. It's extremely weak here, but since the frequency is actually more like 15239.92 or 3, I can usually detect it's there if it's on. Saturday, March 10th, it was going already at 17:45. And Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on Sunday, March 11th, it was already on the air at 14:30. It may have made a DST shift, which is affecting Tennessee, if not Uganda. So maybe starting as early as 1400 until 21 or 22 Saturdays and Sundays. Last week, I found World of Radio missing from two WRMI transmissions, 9455, Tuesday, March 6th, at 20:30 and 21:30, while still on 7780 at 20:30. But that was apparently a mistake, as we were back on all three frequencies the following Tuesday, March 13th. Among the many changes WRMI has made for the daylight shifting time season on 9955, I spot a new airing for World of Radio. It's Wednesday at 2100 UT, 9955, which happens to be exactly the same time we're on WBCQ 7490. So you may take your pick of whichever one provides better reception in your location. Last week we quoted from WBCQ's press release about their new 500 kilowatt transmitter. And here's more about it from Alan Weiner Worldwide as monitored by John Carver on March 10th. A brand new 500,000 watt transmitter, a new building to house it, a new studio, and a huge curtain antenna that can be rotated are being funded by an unnamed religious organization. The original WBCQ will continue to exist. There will be two WBCQs in effect, and the new transmitter and antenna will be used only by the new client. Carver says, I understand that the programs currently on WBCQ will continue as before and will not be broadcast on the new equipment. The new station will be under the WBCQ name, and the crew there will tend to it, but they will remain separate. Alan took great pains to stress that no money donated to WBCQ would be used for the new station, and hope that people will continue to donate to WBCQ. On the SWLing blog via CIDX Messenger, Thomas Witherspoon adds, the investor has deep pockets. WBCQ actually broke ground last summer. The massive antenna's foundation is already in place. The antenna is on site but has not been assembled. The propagation outlook for Mulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storms expected March 18th and 26th, with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5. Also March 22nd at 18 and 5. Solar flux peaking at 72 March 17th to 29th, before and after only 68. World of Radio 1921 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.